You've handed your deepest struggle over to Jesus. Now what? Welcome to the Handing It to Jesus podcast. This is the podcast where we do learn to trade our deepest struggles to God for peace. I'm Matt Tilley, and I'm here with Craig Faust.
Hey, hello, Craig. Everyone. Hey, Matt. Let's go ahead and jump into what do you do after you hand your deepest struggle to Jesus? We are excited to go through this with you all.
You know, I think I hear this question a lot from clients, and I think I think it for myself often too, of what am I supposed to do now? Or here's this thing that I actually do need in my life. How do I get that? What do I do next? I think often we're just kind of left in this state of confusion, not necessarily ever really knowing, you know, the answer to that question, what should I do? And sometimes it's nice to have somebody else just tell us, here's what you need to do, here's what you should do. It's not very often that I can ever give somebody a satisfactory answer to that question, which is hard, because it's really hard to answer that specifically for any one person, because there's so many different contexts in your life for what you're struggling with, what is going on right now, what your circumstances are, where you truly need growth, what's actually going to work for any actionable steps you might take. And also you can't predict what's going to happen when you do take one step or another. I think that is so frustrating. It's frustrating to me as I think about it of what now, how do I make this happen? And usually where I come back to and kind of what we're talking about today in this next step, repeat, as we're wrapping up with the conclusion of this series, at least, to consistently and constantly keep going back to Jesus with every new thought, emotion, and struggle that you have. To start there, that the part of this process means that you are constantly reassessing what is going on in my life and what is going on in my heart, and searching your heart, asking the Lord to search your heart for you as well, to see if there's anything there that is still putting a wedge between you and Jesus and where you would really like that relationship to be.
Absolutely. So this step 9 repeat is sometimes challenging for people, but I want you to consider this. We have worked on becoming more dependent on Jesus through this process. We've worked on turning to Jesus more. We've worked on praying, on talking to other believers. We worked on reading God's word and looking at different themes to try to give us the best opportunity at closing that distance between us and God. And helping, like leveraging all that to help hand over these deepest struggles. And we want to keep doing that. This is a habit that we want to get into where we are introspective enough to recognize whenever there's distance between us and God, we're introspective enough to recognize that there are struggles that we're going through. And we want it to be so muscle memory-like that we recognize the struggle or we're having the struggle, and immediately we turn to Jesus with some action that we're doing. And so repeat is, hey, go back to the struggle and remember when we did even just step one, you listed different struggles that you wanted to hand over to Jesus. My recommendation is to choose the next most intense one. You could reread those maybe by now. The intensity's shifted, and you can redo that and work through the process again. Now, your second go through at the process may be more speedy than this one. We would expect this because you've developed a little bit of a groove here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is wonderful. But also some of your responses to this struggle are going to be different. Some of the reasons, some of the awareness. And so there is a part of this where when we are going through the process again, we're not wanting to speed through it. It'll likely be faster, like I said, but we're not, right. You know, we're not purposely trying to cruise through it because we want to honor the struggle that we're having. And we want to be very intentional about handing that struggle over to Jesus and using the knowledge and tools that you've developed over this to be able to help continue to close that gap between you and your Creator.
Yeah, that's right. You might find that you want to repeat the process with a whole new struggle. You also might find that you want to repeat parts of the process for the same struggle. And that is more than valid. I think we've mentioned, if you've gone through any of the workbook with us, actually, you'll see in the workbook that we strongly encourage you to go backwards if you need, and look at other chapters, other steps. Mm-hmm. Because I would guarantee you that perhaps you didn't do one particular step as well as you thought you did. Mm-hmm. And if you're still finding a struggle, and I'd almost expect all of you to still feel a struggle, because we never fully arrive at perfection on this side of glory.
Right.
And I myself as well struggle with certain aspects of the things that we wrote of handing this thing over to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle to grieve sometimes, to actually let myself feel the weight and the depth of the sadness and frustration and confusion that I have over this, to honestly look at this inner child part of me that was originally wounded in this way, where that wound was heightened and embellished and reinforced throughout my life. To look at some of those memories or those moments, and to acknowledge that that wasn't okay, and to go back to those memories and forgive some of those people in my life, or to forgive myself for starting to think a certain way about me,
right,
or about God. Those are still painful for me as I go back. Even though I've made progress in my life, in forgiving and grieving, those things are still really hard for me to do. And I find that consistently, as I keep getting closer to Jesus, that I have to keep doing sometimes the exact same work that I think I already did before. And I'm not really ever finished with that work.
Mm-hmm. And that's important to recognize. Matt and I were actually just talking before this. We were talking about retirement. And we were talking about, like, what's the biblical view on retirement? And we were sharing some of our thoughts. And what I was telling Matt, as I had recognized as I was talking about retirement and doing some type of retirement planning just yesterday and just thinking a little bit about this morning, is my own struggle was starting to come up. And I was like, man, I feel like I really had this under my heel. And so I turn and take it to prayer, and I start to look at myself and I start to pray to God about it. This was something that I didn't think about amidst the struggle or as being part of the struggle until it actually occurred. Mm-hmm. So it was a wonderful invitation that I had this morning whenever I woke up at about 5:30, and I had trouble going back to sleep, and or 6:20 rather. I don't know why I said 5:30. I woke up with my alarm went off on my watch and woke me up, and I was like, oh gosh, this is earlier than I needed to get up. Why didn't I turn that alarm off? And so I was like, okay, well, like, this is the day. Let's start, you know, praying to God. Instead of praying to God, I started thinking about this retirement stuff.
Mm.
And so I'd be like, well, wait a second here. Time out. Oh, wow. This feels familiar. I can recognize this. Whoa. So I get the opportunity to recognize that there is depth there that I may not have known before, and I can go and address it with some of the things that I've already established. And it may be connected with other things, which is most certainly true, right? We talked about that way back when we were talking about the struggle that you're handing over to Jesus, that my struggle to, you know, be a generous giver also connects to the general trust issues that I have. This fear of, there not being enough. This, mm-hmm. That God isn't as generous as he speaks about being in the Bible. And so there are different parts of that struggle that I can then go back to and really start to address, or like, hey, you know what? I really want to lean into this part more, all for the purpose of closing that distance, of handing that over to Jesus. So what I mean by closing that distance is that any time in a relationship, you're talking about something really hard, something that you're struggling with, something that's painful, and you really allow it to show, you're going to be setting yourself up to have a different type of experience. There's a difference between how we logically talk about something and how we emotionally do.
Oh yeah.
And if we are able to engage emotionally in that prayer, that dialogue with God, reading in God's word about the struggle, we're going to be increasing the chances that we're going to have a different experience, which is what we want to do, because different experiences that we have emotionally around things, that's the thing that changes. New information, new knowledge is not what actually creates a consistent change in behavior, right? Despite all of us wishing that that were the case, no matter how much I read about exercise, it doesn't actually make me more fit.
What?
Yeah, I can read about the best way to do bicep curls and the best way to do bench press. I could read about all that. I can understand the mechanisms. And, some of that knowledge can translate to me doing better. However, the actual action and the experience of going there and pushing myself and summoning the most neurological attention, into my muscles and kind of going to that brink of I can't do anymore, that's the only thing that's going to biologically increase the production of the growth hormone that I need for muscles. It doesn't matter how much I read about it, right? There's the experience. Right. This is the same thing that we're trying to do here, is we're just trying to increase the chances that we're going to have a different experience with God, one that is positive and one that is allowing us to lean into Jesus with our heart so that we can feel the response, we can feel the comfort, so that we can feel that we're not in this alone.
Totally.
And really take that in. And so looking at these different aspects is no different than, I have a coffee cup in my hand right now, and I could see it says, enjoy the journey. Well, you know what? If I turn the coffee cup to a different place, it's just blank. It doesn't have anything. If I tilt it, I can see the coffee. I can see it's blue on the inside while it's white on the outside. I could look at the bottom. There's something different. I can see the side, the handle. So this perspective has different attributes to this. It's no different to our struggle. So there are times where we start to recognize the different pieces after we've handed our struggle over to Jesus, and then we can continue to double down on that. Or we can consciously choose to move to the most intense struggle that's next in that lineup, or something you discovered along the way, so that we're continuing this practice of not allowing ourselves to be finished, not allowing that lie that things are good enough as they are.
Right.
We want to pursue God as much as God pursues us. So we don't want to get ourselves in the position that we're just okay with how things are. Let's move on to that next struggle, continue to press in on that relationship. And you may decide to do this with something that you've discovered is not one of your strengths, is one of your weaknesses, right? So in some of those earlier steps, whenever we go into reflect, I love this, where we start to discover these things. So one of the things that I discovered is that I'm not very great at reading the Bible. I'm just not. I'm not sitting down. I'm good at praying, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm good at being able to do that stuff. And, I want to get better at it still, but I'm pretty good on that front. I'm not good at reading the Bible, which is a problem. And one of the things that I've discovered is I'm a lot better at listening to the Bible. Like, I just get more engrossed in it. There's just like more engagement in it. And I was even doing this last night. I was listening to the Bible and I was just like plowing through it. There's this like audio Bible or this podcast where someone's reading through it in a year. And It's incredible. Like I could just feel my mind like grabbing onto it. And I start to ask myself questions like, well, wait a second. Isn't this familiar? Didn't I read this before? I could just feel mm-hmm. like my attention lock in. And so like that's something that's important for me.
Yeah.
So like there is a weakness there at my exposing myself to God's word. And I found something that was easier for me to grab on. Now, does this mean that I should never sit down and read scripture? Absolutely not. That's something I want to continue to get better at and something I want to continue to do. But because I was aware, right, I was going through this and I discovered that, I'm like, ooh, I really want to kind of nail down on this, or I want to be curious about mm-hmm. what is it about me just sitting down quiet right. with God's word
right.
that is tough? What is it about that?
Right. What's your resistance to it? Mm-hmm. And more so than just it's not your preferred learning method.
Yeah. Like right. what is that struggle there? And boom, I can lean into that. Let's hand that struggle over to Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. Let's.
Because even there's a struggle under the resistance,
oh,
right?
Yeah. And
can I sit and be still mm-hmm. and let my mind focus and my eyes yeah. focus where they're not wandering around?
Even
and,
right now, I could tell you, right? There's a weakness of the flesh in me. Sitting down and reading, something that I ideally love, but I've trained myself over time to be more interested in moving and doing things and only having...
Accomplishing tasks while you're listening to something, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm totally. Guilty of it as well.
So then it's like, okay, that's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I have struggle like with my flesh wanting something and not allowing... me to put that into submission, what my flesh wants,
right.
like that the pleasure of getting things done and just having tasks complete. And I need to hand that struggle over to Jesus. So boom, like, you know, so if I recognize some friction through this, I can also use that as a pivot to start to work through this process of handing over to Jesus with that right. particular struggle as well. So you have a lot of avenues here, and I hope that I'm not Lots. Talking to you about this and you're getting overwhelmed by this. I know that, like, for me, I actually get excited about it because I'm like, oh, this is a way that I can tangibly
right.
get closer to God. Because I think that there's some times where I'm like, hey, you know, I've read through the Bible, I understand scripture, and okay, like, this is it.
Yeah, totally.
This is it. And that is just so not the case.
Right. What I hear you saying is that there are so many different perspectives to look at any one thing in your life. And I think that is part of the encouragement we get to like reread the Bible often, even if we have read it before and we've heard all the stories, if we've grown up in church and we know it like the back of our hand. But if you're actually intent and focused on, I want to get closer to Jesus, I want to have a more intense relationship, I think what almost everybody discovers is that when they hear or read that part of Scripture again, or when they pray to God for this thing that they've prayed a million times for again, mm-hmm. that something is a little different every single time.
Yeah.
That they hear that Scripture and something jumps off the page to them differently than how they've ever heard it before. They have a new take or a new perspective. I think it's even more tenfold whenever they're in a group and they're talking through a scripture reference and somebody Absolutely. Else hears it differently than they've ever interpreted it before as well.
Yeah.
And so there's constant learning, constant new context and perspective that you can have, not just with this one big struggle, but probably with a million little different avenues in your life. And we're asking you to have this perspective of you are always to be learning. Mm-hmm. There is no place where you've fully grasped the complexity and the depth of the gospel or perhaps any piece of knowledge, because you are a finite human being made by an infinite creator. And there will be so many more things whenever we're all in eternal glory in heaven with the Lord, where we will still constantly be learning and growing in our understanding of who He is, who we are, and His goodness, glory, and beauty, and love.
Yeah.
And I find that exhilarating to know that even in glory, I will still need to be a learner.
Yeah. Well, and allow yourself amazing. To take comfort in that. I think often we want to get to the end of the finish line. This isn't a race. This, you are called to repent of your sin and follow Jesus. That is something you need to do now. Handing things over to Jesus, working on that intimacy, getting closer to God is something we will always be doing.
That's right.
And we want, we don't want that to be a finish line. We don't want it to be a race that we complete. Just like I don't want to get to a place where I know every single thing about my wife and every single thought, because then I'll become complacent. I'll stop asking her. I'll stop seeking conversation or different things like that, because it will become mundane. But God is not mundane. God is infinite. Mm-mm. God is complicated. God is mysterious. And also, God is personal. And so we want to continue closing that gap. We want to continue allowing ourselves to get closer and not shaming ourselves for, and in this context, what I mean, not shaming ourselves and pulling away from God. We experience that shame. We experience those feelings. Whatever feeling it is, take it to God. And hopefully you've learned that through this process. And just in this conclusion, good on you for doing this.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Making it this far.
How many times during this process do we talk about how difficult this is? All right. You've reached the end in this book, this workbook, and we're encouraging you to do it again. But allow yourself
the rest of your life.
Yeah. Allow yourself that chance to be like, and I did it this time.
Mm-hmm.
I made it through, and I get the opportunity to do it again, to continue to be successful. And I can continue this process. And I found out what through this workbook, what works for me and what makes sense. And, you know, like I, Craig and Matt, great on you. There's this part in the workbook that I thought was like a little bit weird and like I need to kind of think about and ponder. I need to adjust it for me. And wonderful.
Yeah.
As long as you're handing your deepest struggles over to Jesus, right? We're on the same team.
Yeah.
If there was something during this workbook that was tough for you, and you lean in and you pray to God about it, and God's like, yeah, you can do it. You can do it this way, or I'm leading you to do it this way. Wonderful. God's word is always going to be above ours. And just allow yourself that chance to recognize how far you've come.
Celebrate.
And the excitement of we get to continue to do it.
Yeah, that's right. We get to continue. I like that perspective. Mm-hmm. While this workbook may be concluding, the process of getting closer to Jesus never concludes. And rather than thinking of like you've arrived at a point, I would rather you perhaps have this perspective of we never arrive. The process will always continue, but we have hit a milestone.
Yes.
And in that milestone, we can celebrate and praise God and be thankful that, yeah, we did a thing. Yeah, we made some progress. Yeah, we had growth. We had healing.
Yeah.
And to celebrate that, allow yourself to take that in, receive that, and know that this is a big deal. After every single chapter, I would say, it's a big deal that you were able to do that thing as well. Because all of those are little milestones, steps further in moving your heart and your mind and your spirit closer to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And I think that there is a huge significance in our lives when we actually let ourselves, even just lowercase c, celebrate and say, that's amazing.
So consider something. You've completed this, and you get the chance to continue to complete it, continue to move on in this wheel that is this process.
Mm-hmm.
There will be additional content that Matt and I will be coming out with. Right now, as of this recording, we do have plans for quite a few things. Some online courses, possibly other types of book material or workbook type of material. So keep an eye out for that. And, you know, we will be talking about some of those things on this feed. You know, we'll be going through some of those pieces. I think right now in our hearts, one of the things that we have in our mind is to talk about how to improve your marriage and communication in marriage in a godly way. But I need to know that we have a lot of different things on our mind. You know, and so if you found this process helpful, then consider taking a look at some of those other processes that are going to be on the way. Or if you're listening to this and they're already out, you know, feel free to look at that and consider those options as a way of helping you in the process in addition to this. And we thank you for coming along the ride. This has for me, this has been a really neat experience. I love making the workbook and having these meetings and doing this recording. And
Nothing else, too, I love that we can maybe help you guys. I've enjoyed getting to sit down with Craig once a week and just chat with a friend about deep and meaningful things.
Absolutely.
If you guys can find another way to include that in your life, I would encourage you to do that.
Oh, yeah. And just people that want the best for you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we know that we're leaving this, and, you know, part of our prayers is that you will continue this work. And just know that we are praying for you.
That's right.
We would ask that you pray for us in this process, and some of these other content materials will come out that they will reach other believers and hopefully non-believers as well, but this is mostly targeted towards believers, and be able to help improve their ability to hand over their deepest struggles to Jesus. Yeah. And thank you so much for being a part of this journey with us. And until next time, not only do we wish you well, but just know that we love you very much. Take care.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in and giving us a listen today to this episode of Handing It to Jesus. We are a not-for-profit organization, and we depend on the donations of people like yourself so that we can keep making podcast episodes like this, and so that we can continue making written content. And so we have provided for you a free workbook that you can find linked right below. You can also find linked our donation page right below. You can also find those links in our bio as well. We hope that through those donations that we are able to continue making more episodes, that we're able to continue making more written content so that you can hopefully grow closer in your walk with the Lord. We ask that you prayerfully consider partnering with us in that way, if God lays that on your heart.
Yeah, and a little more about that. I mean, this is something that I personally struggle with financially, in this like scarcity mindset that Jesus has been working on with me for quite some time. And maybe you're a person like me that's been suffering in that way, and where I see different things that I want and it always seems like money is tight. And one of the things that we want to let you know is that part of our walk with Jesus is that Jesus gets us uncomfortable around those things. And so, like, usually what this looks like for me is I have my eye on something new that I want. And then there's a effort, there is a mission, there is a front on the kingdom's effort or something that somebody's doing that I want to put towards. And then I have that like little competition that ends up happening. It's like, all right, do I want to invest towards the kingdom or do I want to go towards this product? And that's super common for Christians to, especially like in our society in today's day and age, to compete with. And so if you're hearing this today and maybe you feel led to give, maybe there's a movement in your heart, like Matt says, pray about that, take that to God and act on it immediately. Immediately go to the donation and whatever God lays on your heart, allow yourself to do that, because maybe God is actually calling you to move forward on this front, to actually give into this battle, this mission that we have here. And if you don't feel that call, that's okay too. You can still enjoy the content. Others may pave the way for you. There are most certainly times in my life where things that I really enjoy and that really help me, that others have paved the way for me. And that's okay. You can still enjoy the content, and God may wrestle with you or may call you to fight on this front in a different way or give in a different way to somebody else. Or maybe, like Matt said, it's actually just spreading the word. It's maybe telling somebody about our podcast. Maybe it's giving us a review in some way to be able to help other believers find this. There is so much content in the world and so many different things that maybe we consume maybe a little too much, and we just want to provide another avenue for believers to put the focus on Jesus, put the focus on that relationship, and to be able to spend that time, whether or not it's in the podcast or some of the written content we have or some of the even ideas that we have for the future. So thank you for joining us in that, whether or not it's you donating to us right now or whether it's you just letting other people know about us existing.
Right. Yeah, thank you guys again for tuning in. Please subscribe, like, follow, share with your friends, talk about us with other people. We would greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much again, and we love you. We will see you next time.